You know, folks, it's easy to tell from the many letters we receive that a good many of you listeners look upon Lum and Abner as your friends. We know, too, that many of you consider Alka-Seltzer a real friend, too, because you found that it can be depended upon to come to your rescue when you want its help. And to you folks who are not acquainted with the fast-relief Alka-Seltzer offers, we say, try it just once. Take Alka-Seltzer the very next time you want comforting relief for a touch of acid indigestion, sour upset stomach, a headache, muscular aches and pains, or for that dull, achy feeling of a cold. Do this, and we sincerely believe that Alka-Seltzer will become a friend of yours for life. Be sure to try it, won't you? Remember, Alka-Seltzer is just as near as your nearest drugstore. For all druggists, have it by the package and also serve it by the glass at the soda fountain. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the old fellow's received a short, ominous answer to the letter Abner wrote to the post office box number in Kansas City. There was no name signed to the note. In its place was a copy of the coat of arms found in the baby's locket. The note told Lum and Abner to guard the baby well and to wait for further communications, and informed them that the writer was trying to restore the baby to his rightful position. From this, the old fellows concluded that their foundling boy was the rightful but abandoned heir to some kingdom. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the jot 'em down store and library. Abner has just entered. Listen.
Yeah, morning, Lum.
Huh? Oh, morning, Abner. Never seen you coming.
Well, what in the world have you got your lodge robe on for, Lum?
Nothing. Just, practicing up some lodge rituals for the regular meeting next week.
Well, what do you need to practice for? You know all that by heart. Been saying it at the meeting for years. Facts is, you're always bragging about never forgetting a word of it.
I know, but, I've made a few changes in it, I think. I want to be sure I've learned them good.
You made changes in the lodge?
Here, unbutton them buttons in the back so I can get this thing off.
Oh, yeah, sure, I'll help you. I bet you're smothering that thing today. let me get them for you.
Lum,
I'm sort of worried about little Charlie Abner.
Little who? When did I tell you we was going to call him from now on?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. His Majesty the King, I'm sort of worried about him.
What are you worried about? That feller in Kansas City that sent us the letter?
No, I'm just, worrying about whether that baby's very smart or not, Lum.
What do you mean by that?
Well, last night over at the place, why, me and Elizabeth and little Pearl was trying to learn him how to say some words. And he never learned how to say none of them.
He's too little for that, Abner.
Well, now, Elizabeth says he's old enough to where he ought to start talking little.
Oh, no, he ain't.
Well, Elizabeth says he is. So, I told little Pearl to keep trying to learn him stuff today.
Well, he won't learn that away. You can't force them things on youngins.
Well, no, maybe not. No.
When he's ready, he'll start talking.
Well, I just figure that if he's actually a king of some country, why, he ought to be smarter than a generality of young'uns. Kings is awful smart, ain't he?
Well, yeah, but not when they're still babies. That's just when they get growed up.
And that's
the reason we got to run the baby's kingdom for him for a few years.
Yeah. Well, I just wish he'd hurry up and learn how to talk. Then he could tell us what country he's supposed to be king of and save us all the trouble of having to find out for ourselves. I asked him last night, but he wouldn't say a word.
Well, of course not. He wouldn't know. He's just a baby, Abner.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll find out. I'm going to take that locket with the coat of arms on it over to Miss Fredericks.
Oh, over the school tomorrow?
Yeah, I figure she can look it up in some of them geography books and see if she can find out what country that insignia belongs to.
Yeah. Well, I don't see why we just don't write that feller in Kansas City again. He can tell us what it is right off.
No, I don't trust him, Abner.
You don't, huh?
No, I don't know why, but he might be mixed up with them fellers that's trying to get the baby's kingdom away from him.
Huh?
We're going to do this by ourselves.
Yeah, well, I reckon you're right. I just figured Well, for the land's sake.
What's the matter?
What's all them packing boxes doing piled up in the corner that away?
What packing boxes? I don't see none.
Well, them right over here around this way, Lum. Back there, that corner.
Oh.
Look there. Your rocking chair sitting right up on top of them. See there?
Hmm. I reckon how that could have got up there.
And look how them boxes is fixed. They make steps leading right up to the chair. Doggies, Lum, there's something funny going on around here, you know what?
Funny?
Yeah, I better call up Uncle Henry Lunsford, the town marshal.
No, Abner, don't call him.
Yes, I am. It's that Kansas City feller did this.
Abner, get away from that phone. I put them boxes up there myself.
You did?
Yeah. I thought I could get them back out in the feed room before you come in this morning, but I never. Getting down here early.
Well, what in the world the idea of coming in here and stacking boxes up like that, Furlong?
Oh, I was just doing some practicing.
Practicing?
Yeah.
What for? Are you going to be a strong man in a circus or something?
No, I was just trying to fix up something that looked like one of them thrones that kings sets on in their castles.
Oh.
Takes a lot of practice to learn how to climb up on one of them thrones and get set down good without getting yourself all twisted up in them long robes that kings always wear.
Long robes?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you was wearing your lodge robe for?
Yeah, but don't let me catch you telling nobody about this. You sure now?
No, I won't tell it. Cross my heart. Doggy, I'd left this all you. Did you climb clean up there and sit in your rocking chair?
Yes, I did. And get that smile off your face.
Let's see you do it again, Long.
No, I ain't going to do it.
Oh, now, come on. Now, put your robe on. Let's see how you do it. Come on.
Yeah, but I ain't going to do it.
Oh, now,
I said I weren't. I wish you'd stop grinning that away. This ain't no grinning matter. It's important.
Yeah.
I got to learn all these things so as I'll know exactly how to act whenever we get to that kingdom.
Oh.
Don't want the barons and the nobles and the dukes and all them laughing at me.
Yeah, well, here, though, Long. What are you doing practicing getting up on the throne that away? You ain't going to be the king. The baby's a king.
I know it, but we're aiming on running the kingdom for him till he gets old enough to handle it himself, ain't we?
Well, yeah.
Somebody's got to take his place. So I've decided to do my duty and volunteer to become the assistant king.
Assistant king?
Yeah. His Majesty, Prince Count Edwards, Esquire, Assistant King.
Huh?
And I'll have to have some awful big cards printed. Get all that on them, huh?
Yeah, well, here, Long, why can't I be the assistant king?
Because I've already appointed you a duke.
Huh?
You can't hold two offices in a kingdom, I don't think.
Well, you got a whole bunch of them there.
Well, that's different.
What's different about it?
Well, it's a matter of... Well, it has something to do with... Thank goodness that's our ring. Answer that, Abner.
Yeah, well, tell me what the difference is, Long.
Abner, I told you to answer the phone.
All right. I still won't go see why I can't have an office over besides Duke. Hello. John of Dallas, Thorne Library. Duke Peabody doing the talking. Oh, hello, Pearl. He ain't hung. Well, just keep trying. He ought to learn at least one word today. Yeah, well, don't give up, honey. Just keep trying. Yeah, goodbye. See there, Mom, it's just like I told you. That baby just won't learn nothing.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I told you to stop worrying about that, Abner. He'll pick all that up when he starts to school.
Yeah, well, he ought to start learning before that, though, Mom. That's it. Doggies, wait a minute.
Now what?
Here. You never explained to me why you can be assistant king and I can't, Long.
Well, that takes too long to explain that, Abner. Besides, you wouldn't understand it. It's awful deep stuff.
Well, how do you know what you can get to be the assistant king?
Oh, I ain't worried about that. I'll just plank myself, that's all.
Well, what if the people in that country don't want you for the job, though?
Oh, they'll want me all right. I'll be a hero to them.
A hero?
Why, sure. I'll be the one that brings back their lost baby kingdom. I'll be the one that gets shut of them snakes in the weeds that's trying to get the kingdom away from him.
Huh?
Oh, they'll love and admire me more than any one fella there is in the whole country.
They will, huh?
Why, sure. They're more likely to have a big parade for me.
Parade?
Oh, a bigger. Run for blocks and blocks, right past every palace and castle in the whole country.
Well?
I was studying about it this morning. I can see them now, carrying me on their shoulders, people shouting and cheering.
Huh.
Folks tearing up telephone books in little pieces and throwing them at me out of their castle window. Granny, Edmund, that's going to be the biggest celebration you've ever seen in your life.
Ah.
And then right the next day after I become known as a public hero, I'll get everybody in the kingdom on the party line and make a public announcement.
Huh.
I'll tell them I'm willing to give up working at the Jot'em Down store to become assistant king. Naturally, they'll take me up on it.
Are you sure they will?
Well, sure. Fact is, they're more than likely to get up another celebration for me when I take up my new office.
Another celebration?
Why, sure. Granny, them celebrations are going to wear me to a frazzle. I can see that already. I might have to cut on down on them a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. Say, Lom, I just happen to think of something here. This country now, it's a foreign country, ain't it?
Well, natural.
And the folks there then, they all talk them foreign languages, don't they?
I reckon they will.
Yeah, I figured they would, because I've always heard them folks, they don't talk like we do in them foreign countries. They talk a different language, foreign language.
I know that.
Talk. Well, how will they know what you're saying then when you call them up on the party line?
Huh?
You said you was going to call them up on the party line, tell them that you'd be king if they wanted you to be assistant king, didn't you?
Well, hey, that's right, ain't it?
Sure, they can't understand you, didn't you pint yourself, System King Long?
I never thought about that before.
Well, what are you going to do about that?
Grannies, I don't know. I'm kind of old to start learning a whole new language.
I wouldn't know
which one to learn anyway.
No. Wouldn't know you got there, and then it'd be too late.
Yeah. I might take up Chinese and find out it's something else.
Yeah. Maybe Grandpappy Spears can learn you a whole bunch of them languages, Mom. I know he read that book on foreign languages we got over in the library.
Yeah, but he ain't actually learned none of them. He just thinks he has.
Well, he claims he has. He's telling me. My dog is, wait a minute.
Now, what's the matter?
Well, here, I got to make a phone call right now, Mom.
Phone call?
I don't know why I never thought of this before.
Wait a minute, Abner. Who are you calling? Grandpappy Spears?
No, I ain't calling him.
Well, Mom. Who then?
Well, I've got to call up over there and see. Hello? Pearl? This is your papa. Yeah, well, look, honey, you might just as well give up. Yeah, just stop trying to learn the baby anything, because he can't understand a word you're saying. He's a foreigner.
I wonder, folks, can you think of anything offhand that can make you feel more downright miserable than a summer cold? Well, if you have a cold now, comforting relief for much of your distress can be yours promptly and pleasantly. How? Well, that's easy. Just take care of yourself. Get more rest than usual. Eat sensibly. Dress wisely. Get ample vitamins daily. And take Alka-Seltzer. For Alka-Seltzer can make such a difference in the way you feel. It acts fast to relieve that headache and the dull, achy feeling that's so often a major part of your discomfort. Remember, too, if a raw, raspy, sore throat's a part of your cold distress, Alka-Seltzer makes a mighty soothing, comforting gargle. Try Alka-Seltzer if you have a cold now and let it ease your distress and help you feel better. You can get modern, effervescent Alka-Seltzer tablets at all drugstores.